EnglishPod.com.
Melanie, can you help me with something? We need to finalize the account with the Mexican embassy, and I need some advice on phrasing this letter correctly in English.
Sure, Tracy. Let me just get my laptop. Right, all set.
Okay, so, to whom it may concern, I am writing...
Tracy, I think that's a little too formal. I know you want to be polite, but you've already made contact with them, so in English, you can be a bit more relaxed in the opening.
Okay, more relaxed. Got it. Hey, Sally, what's up? It's Tracy here, just...
Okay, Tracy, now it's too relaxed. You've still got to show some respect. How about starting with, Dear Miss Cooper, I'm writing to confirm...
Great, okay. Dear Miss Cooper, I'm writing to confirm the final quotation for the full-page back cover color advertisement you requested for the spring issue of Viola magazine.
That's great.
The final costing, including advert design and production, comes to 45,600 RMB. We want payment 10 working days before publication, or we will cancel the ad. Thanks for...
Whoa, okay, back up a second, Tracy. That's too direct. Can I suggest you say, please note that the final payment is due 2 working weeks before publication? You don't want to offend her.
Oops, okay, you're right. Then I can just end with, all the best, Tracy.
Maybe I'd play it safe and just finish with, yours sincerely. That's more professional.
Oh, Melanie, you're a lifesaver. Thank you.